I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. U.S. Marshals nabbed a man in West Philadelphia this morning wanted in connection with a mass shooting at a block party last year that killed three people and wounded six others. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
Authorities say the capture of 32-year-old Amir Jones was the culmination of a year-long investigation following a deadly mass shooting at a block party in West Philadelphia.
Initially, we had tried to have family members surrender Amir Jones, but that failed.
Supervisory Deputy Robert Clark with the U.S. Marshals says they were initially told on multiple occasions that Jones was getting an attorney and turning himself in, but deadlines passed.
It was just a grind for a year, day in and day out. We were following leads, conducting our own investigations. We had offered a reward for
Clark says it was only over the last couple weeks that marshals had zeroed in on an apartment on Kershaw Street near Lancaster Avenue in West Philadelphia, where they believed Jones was staying. They got a search warrant approved the night before. When they breached the door in the morning, authorities say Jones initially didn't comply, but after 30 minutes he came downstairs and turned himself in without incident.
The apartment where he was found is just a five-minute drive from the block of Alden Street near Carroll Park, where officials say the shooting occurred on July 21st last year. 28-year-old Tahir Schoetz is also charged in connection with the shooting. He was one of six people injured in the gunfight and was arrested shortly after. Seven dogs and a cat were rescued from a hot SUV parked at the edge of the Temple University campus last week. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports all eight animals survived, but three are still looking for new homes.
A passerby pointed Temple University officers in the direction of seven dogs and a cat trapped in crates in the back of an SUV at 13th and Jefferson Streets on July 25th as temperatures hit 98 degrees outside. Sarah Barnett is the executive director of ACT Philly.
The owner was there and agreed to surrender to them, you know, realizing that he was not in a position to care for them at that point, so they brought the dogs to us.
The owner told police they were living out of the vehicle with their pets.
It is sad because people will often say, well, I'd rather live in my car than give up my animals. And this kind of example is what I point to as that doesn't work all the time. You know, you can love your animals and be willing to live out of your car with your animals, but you can't control the temperature.
Barnett says two dogs were adopted and three have moved to rescue facilities, while two dogs, Sky and Winter, and a cat named Sunny, are still in need of a home. For more information on how to help these and other animals, visit acctphilly.com. Philadelphia labor leaders got together this morning to call on lawmakers in Harrisburg to end their month-long budget stalemate amid growing concerns about funding for SEPTA and Philly schools. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
They're playing some sort of game of chicken where everyone is going to lose.
With the state budget 1 month overdue, Philadelphia AFL-CIO President Danny Bowder Thursday led the call for state Senate Republicans to come to a consensus on a budget deal. The unions say without a state budget, education, health care, and transportation services will suffer. SEPTA has promised to cut nearly half of its service starting August 24th without more state funding. Building Trades business manager Ryan Boyer at a Center City news conference said taxing corner store slot machine-like devices would generate revenue for mass transit.
We're calling out those legislators that don't want to fairly tax an industry that is getting away with murder in the so-called skill games.
And with a month to go before a contract deadline, the lack of a state budget is also slowing talks between the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers and the school district, as well as negotiations between SEPTA and its drivers. KYW News Radio has learned that the city of Philadelphia is abandoning the Unity Cup soccer tournament after 9 years. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The Unity Cup was a pet project of former Mayor Jim Kenney, as much a celebration of the city's immigrant communities as of soccer. Players formed teams representing their home countries and played a World Cup-style tournament through the fall. Mayor Parker kept it going for her first year in office, but has now pulled back. The spokesperson for Parks and Rec, which ran the tournament, says there were safety challenges last year, which she did not specify, and that the city is working on a new format involving friendly matches rather than a tournament. Details are not yet available. But soccer enthusiasts are disappointed and exploring other alternatives.
The CASA League is working with Safe Hub Soccer on the Grassroots Unity Cup next spring, which will include youth teams, while some suburban townships are considering a regional tournament. That's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.